This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Wednesday, June the 26th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SME News Today. Long-term treatment with Biogen Spinraza showed clinically meaningful improvement in motor function of children ages 2 to 15 with late-onset spinal muscular atrophy, trial data shows. Spinraza restored motor function and stabilized disease activity over long periods of time in children with type 2 and type 3 SMA, according to data from a phase 1 and 2 trial, an open-label extension study that allows longitudinal analysis of the disease-modifying treatment. The findings were reported in the study, Nusinersen in late-onset spinal muscular atrophy, long-term results from the phase 1 and 2 studies, published in Neurology. Spinraza became the first disease-modifying treatment to be approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for the different forms of SMA in December 2016. The European Medicines Agency approved it for the same indications in the EU in June 2017. As of March 31st, more than 7,500 SMA patients have been treated with Spinraza in more than 40 countries across the globe. Spinraza works by increasing the production of the survival motor neuron protein that is missing in SMA patients because it cannot cross the blood-brain barrier, which is a highly selective, semi-permeable membrane that isolates the brain from the blood that circulates in the body. Spinraza is given by an injection into the spinal canal, known as an intrathecal injection. Now, Biogen has announced promising findings from a pooled analysis of data in children with late-onset SMA who completed the multi-center, open-label, dose-escalation Phase 1 and 2 CS2 study and were eligible to continue treatment with Spinraza during the multiple-dose, long-term CS12 open-label extension study. The 253-day CS2 study was designed to assess the safety and tolerability of ascending doses of Spinraza, including 3, 6, 9, and 12 milligrams, which were administered 2 or 3 times over the course of 85 days by an injection into the spinal canal in children with late-onset SMA. The CS12 open-label extension study, spanning 715 days, included patients who completed either the CS2 or a CS10 phase 1 study and were eligible to continue treatment with Spinraza, 4 doses of 12 milligrams. The time frame between the end of CS2 and the beginning of CS12 ranged from 196 to 413 days, depending on the treatment dosage patients had been receiving. In addition to safety assessments, CS2 included a series of parameters for evaluating the treatment's effects on patients' motor function, including the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale Extended, which is the HFMSE, the upper limb module, known as ULM, the 6-minute walk test, known as the 6MWT, and the compound muscle action potential, known as CMAP, or CMAP. The pooled analysis included 28 children with SMA, 11 with type 2, and 17 with type 3, between the ages of 2 and 15. After 3 years of treatment, clinically meaningful improvements were observed in the mean HFMSE scores with an increase of 10.8 points in SMA type 2 and 1.8 points in SMA type 3 patients. The ULM scores, which increased 4.0 points in SMA type 2 patients, and the 6-minute walk test distances, 92 meters in SMA type 3 patients, of children participating in the trials. These values were significantly higher compared with data from a natural history study in which patients did not receive any intervention. The data showed a decline of 1.7 points in HFMSE scores after 3 years, an increase of 0.04 points in ULM scores after 1 year, and a decrease of 1.5 meters in the 6-minute walk test distance after 1 year. Remarkably, one of the 11 children with SMA type 2 and 2 of the 4 children with SMA type 3 who were unable to walk without assistance regained the ability to walk independently over the course of the trials, showing that Spinraza may restore motor function among patients with late-onset SMA. The mean CMAP values remained stable throughout the study. None of the study participants had to stop treatment due to adverse events, and no new safety concerns were detected over the course of the studies. Dr. Basil DeRoss, professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School and lead authority in the study, said the following in a press release, quote, "These data give us new insight on how long-term treatment with Spinraza over approximately 3 years continues to help individuals with later onset SMA and shows improved clinical efficacy. A longitudinal analysis of this kind, which has not yet been available until now, provides a wealth of information about the ability to help prevent motor function loss, regain function, and safely treat individuals with later onset SMA. As we change the paradigm of living with SMA, long-term studies of this kind will be essential to understand the disease." End quote. In conclusion, Dr. Wildon Farrell, Executive Medical Director in Clinical Development at Biogen, stated the following, quote, "These results add to the body of evidence of Spinraza as the foundation of care in SMA as it broadens its safety and efficacy profile. The data underscores the ability of the therapy to help improve the lives of people with SMA, including those with later onset SMA, who without treatment would typically experience a progressive decline in motor function." End quote. Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
The following is a topic that was posted in the Disability in Media Forum on June 17th, 2019. For those of you who know, Kevin Chandler is a world traveler, author, and nonprofit founder who has SMA. In 2017, I had the opportunity to meet him, and I interviewed him for our main website. The other day, I came across his book, We Carry Kevin, at Barnes & Noble, which I thought was really cool. This book details Kevin's adventures abroad, being carried on a backpack by his friends. I read an earlier draft of this book before it was widely published, and I highly recommend it. It's exciting to see the work of writers and artists with SMA in the mainstream market. You can find out more about this book by visiting Kevin's website at www.wecarrykevin.com. For more discussions like this, be sure to register today for the SMA News Today forums. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.